All right, everybody. Here we go. Another week of Banning Online Supervision Meeting, also known as the what? Not internship, but externship program. All right. Hey, I'm really happy to cover this next topic, doing hypnosis and especially 5-path with children. Working with children, those curtain climbing, crumb snatching lawn monsters, is a great way to both improve your income and to help someone before they go through much of their life sabotaged by some ISE. So what we're going to do today is we're going to really get into the details of working with children. I've been thinking about doing this topic for a long time. And then last week it just came to me, now's the time. All right. Before we get started, I want to make a couple announcements as usual. Number one, if you're missing volumes of this presentation, of the meetings, please go to www.banyanhypnosismall.com to get the previous volumes. If you're not sure if you want a particular volume, there's the first 5 minutes is there for you to download and listen to. If you have questions about what's covered on a particular volume, give us a call. We have an outline here that we can look at and give you the information that you need. Number two, Ann Schumann Urban, who used to work right here at the center for like over a year, one of our best hypnotherapists to ever come out of our center, is going to be writing for our e-zine on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall on the topic of natural childbirth with hypnosis. She'll be talking about primarily, I think, hypnobirthing, Marie Mongan's program, but who knows? She might talk about some other stuff. It's going to be up to her. She just had a baby, natural childbirth, and so she knows all about it. That's why I selected her. Not only is she a good trainer, not only does she really know 5-path, but she's done more than just talk the talk. She's walked the walk and had one of them little curtain climbing, crumb snatching lawn monsters for herself with hypnosis. So I think that qualifies her as being an authority. Number three on my list of announcements, check out my interview conducted by William Mitchell on voiceamerica.com. It is in our Meet the Pros audio program page on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. You can go to their website, voiceamerica.com or mitchellprogram.com, but their recordings are not as good as ours. They had some technical difficulty when they were doing the recording, and for some reason my voice comes out really soft. So I had Adam go through and boost all the segments so that you can, so that when I talk, it's much more audible. It's much more enjoyable to listen to. So, the best place to go is the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. I think that, pretty soon they're going to update their versions of the interview, cause we're going to send out our copy to them, as soon as they're ready for it. Next, the big news. Number four, upcoming interviews on the mall in the Meet the Pros seminar programs. What? Sean Brookhouse. This Friday at 5:30 p.m., he's going to talk all about Ericksonian hypnosis. That's going to be great. It's going to be introductory to it. He's going to talk about, give you some Ericksonian type techniques that you can use right away in your sessions. So, gosh, if you've ever thought about getting into Ericksonian hypnosis, this Friday night, 5:30 Central Standard Time, we'll be here talking to you, telling you all about Ericksonian hypnosis. Right after that, at 7 p.m. on Friday night, Central Standard Time, is going to be Debbie Livingston, and she's going to be talking about spiritual hypnosis and what it is exactly from her point of view, how to begin to use spiritual techniques in your hypnotherapy processes. So that should be a lot of fun. We still have Roy Hunter scheduled tentatively, and we don't have an exact date and a time, but I know we're going to have Roy Hunter on pretty soon, and he's going to be talking about parts therapy. So before we get going too seriously into this step-by-step, slicing this loaf of bread rather thin, going through step-by-step, procedure-by-procedure, I want to throw in a couple of quick commercials. First of all, I want to recommend that everyone who is serious about working with children start off with Kathleen Scott Myers' Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy for Children video course. It's not everything you need to know about working with children using hypnosis, but it is a great place to start. In fact, there is no trainer out there that will ever teach you everything you need to know about working with children. So let me tell you a little bit about Kathleen. Kathleen has an MA in psychology. In fact, she just got her PsyD. We got an email today and has had years of experience working with children and teens before I trained her and then hired her to work at our center, where she became our primary hypnotherapist for working with children. We just funneled all those kids into her office because we just knew that she was the expert. And before she left, I had her conduct this course. She left because her husband had a new job in Canada, and doggone it, she had to go. And now there's some Canadian kids getting some very good hypnosis up there, I'm sure. Okay, there's a lot of information on how to work with children using hypnosis, so you can quickly and inexpensively get just about all there is to get on this very interesting subject. I suggest that you also check out Gerald Kine's video on working with kids. Here's a link. If you are online right now, there's a link there. You can check it out anytime you want. And also, if you are getting this on CD in the paper handout, you can go to the BanyanHypnosisMall.com and go to the videos section, and you can find him. Also, there are some other sources that you'll find valuable and are currently available on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. I just give you some links there. You can check them out at your leisure, different books. One of my favorites out of all the things that we have offered there is Del Hunter Morrill, MSCCH, Great Escapes, Volume 4, Assisting Children and Preteens. A great big binder full of information that you can use, script after script. If I was going to work with a kid tomorrow, one of the things I would do after I find out what the kid's issue is I'm going to go through, this is going to be my primary resource. I'm going to go right to this manual of pattern scripts, and there's scripts in here about habit changing. There's scripts in here about health and healing. There's scripts in here about learning and testing. There's scripts in here about personal and social adjustment, self-esteem and confidence, stress, weight control for children. Other things that she can do help you out with is just teaching them to relax. There's also some induction scripts in here just for kids. So great way to start off. It's all of our hypnotherapists here love her script books. That's why we carry them. And that's why we got them on the mall. Okay. If you know of any more good resources, please share them with us and the 5-Path email group. Before I move on, let me ask if there's anyone here online with us right now that would like to suggest any kind of resources for helping the hypnotherapist succeed with working with kids. Roberta or Edward, have either one of you done much work with children? And what did you use for scripts? Did you modify the ones from class? Or do you have a source for working with kids-type scripts? Or did you find just doing 5-Path was adequate?
Hi, Cal. This is Roberta. I use a little script that I have put together, a couple of them. And one of the things I do is I have them, it's a way for them to do kind of like self-hypnosis twice a day. So I have, what I have them do is kids love video games in this day and age, and so I have them sit down with what at the beginning of their day, and I have them in their mind play a video game of their day. And I tell them that they can expect certain things to happen, like they eat breakfast, they go to school, they know first period's this, they know they're going to have a test, et cetera, et cetera. And I have them go through that day doing it exactly perfect, playing that video game and having them see them go through that day doing it just fine. Then at the end of the day, when they come home, I have them sit down again and close their eyes, and I have them go through the day playing the video game again. But if something didn't go exactly right or they could have done it better, when they come to that point in the video game, they have to make choices and they have to do it better in order to get to the end of the game. So I have used that with great success with especially ADHD kids.
Is that something you completely designed yourself, or is there an inspiration from some other source for that?
I believe that one I did myself, simply because I remember my nephew, and was ADHD as a young child, and video games would calm him, and so I kind of did that one on my own.
Well, congratulations to you. That's very good. Oh, it's kind of like the idea of the high road, low road, except perfectly well adapted for children. You know, having them go through the experience in their mind and being successful. Kind of the high road, part of the high road, low road. Excellent. Anyone else have any resources they can share before I get started?